Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Big surprise announcement this week that was not a surprise to anyone. Trump is running for re-election in 2024. Good news for some of you who still have his signs in your yard. No need to take them down now. May as well leave them up for another couple years. I know I speak for a lot of people when I say I've really enjoyed the peace and quiet of regular politics. Twitter permanently banned Trump following the January 6th insurrection, citing his pattern of deceitful behavior and using the platform to incite violence. It's been so much more peaceful without Trump's constant twittering. Trump apparently formed his own social media company to get back at Twitter for holding him accountable, but it seems to be going the way of Trump vodka, Trump steaks, and Trump University. His new slogan is Make America Great and Glorious Again. MAGAGA. That's going to be hard to fit on a red cap. His return to the campaign trail is good news for fact checkers who got a real workout from his announcement Tuesday. This list is too long to fit into a single community comment, but it contained many of his old favorites. For instance, he claims to have finished the wall between us and Mexico. The wall was not finished, and he pardoned Steve Bannon, who criminally defrauded donors who thought their contributions would help to build the wall. The main person who benefits most from Trump running is Trump himself. Politics is a money-making machine for Trump. He made a big deal out of endorsing conservatives who could be categorized as election deniers, like Herschel Walker. He even raised funds for them online, but in the small print, Trump's campaign got 90% and Herschel got 10%. Overall, politicians who claimed Trump won in 2020 did very poorly in the midterm elections. But I know a number of Trump supporters cling to that belief. Trump won with a minority of votes in 2017 and lost with a minority of votes in 2020. And the only confirmed election fraud so far has been committed by Trump and his followers. Then he tried to overthrow the election by storming the Capitol. His role in the January 6th violence will have to be determined sometime before the next presidential election. Trump has lost some support in the last couple of years. Megadonor Steve Schwartzman, CEO of Blackstone, said he'll no longer support him. Media mogul Robert Murdoch publicly announced his support's over. After the midterms, the New York Post headline read, "Trumpty Dumpty took a great fall." The Wall Street Journal called him the Republican Party's biggest loser. Even his daughter Ivanka is done with him. And the New York Post this week had a very small headline, "Florida Man Makes Announcement." This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.